This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد اليوم 26 من شهر صفر 1445 الموافق ل 12 من شهر سبتمبر 2023 نواصل درسنا في هذا الكتاب المبارك رياض الصالحين أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يبارك فينا وفيما نتعلمه وأن يغفر لنا الزلات ويغفر للمؤلف ويرفع درجته في العليين. So today inshallah we continue from where we stopped last week, and if you remember we were talking about the attitude of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his behavior and his manner when it comes to speaking to others. He talks in a way he will be understood by the audience. And if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam realizes that the person that he is speaking to didn't understand what he is talking about, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will repeat the word three times. He will repeat the word until the time the person understands. And this is one of the best strategies to be used when you're teaching others. To repeat whatever you are saying so that people can get you properly. قول المؤلف رحمه الله وأن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت كان كلام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كلاما فصلا يفهمه كل من سمعه. عائشة رضي الله عنها said the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and his speech is فصلا. فصلا means slowly, slowly, step by step. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't speak very fast. He speaks slowly, slowly, in the way the person who is listening to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will understand what he says. He doesn't go so fast. He goes slowly, slowly, calmly, in the way the message will reach the person that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is talking to. So these are all supporting the topic designed by Imam An-Nawawi, that it is recommended that whenever you speak to others, you speak in the way people will understand what you are saying. قال وعن جابر قال باب إصغاء الجليس لحديث جليسه الذي ليس بحرام واستنصات العالم والواعظ حاضر مجلسه. So this is another chapter that will discuss the issue of isgha'ul jalis li hadith jalisih. When somebody is speaking to you, what is the sunnah concerning the way you should be attending to that person? It says isgha'ul jalis li hadith jalisih. You are supposed to be very attentive when somebody is talking to you, not to be busy with something else. SubhanAllah, and this topic is really necessary. In our university and in any other university and school in this contemporary time of ours, where in the classrooms you find the lecturer is speaking and everyone is busy with another world, because of the existence of these handphones, and SubhanAllah, it's not easy to control the class. And this is very wrong. The essence of education in the universities and schools is what? For you to meet the teachers and the lecturers and the scholars and the mashayikh and the ulama, to get from their samt behavior, Meeting the teachers face to face will never be equal to meeting them online. So you are supposed, when you meet them, to focus so much, to see the way they are demonstrating things. and not to entertain any form of distraction whatsoever. So therefore, this culture is really wrong, that you come to the classroom and you're busy with something else. You, Allah, is a waste of time. If not because of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هم القوم لا يشقى بهم جليسه. If not because of this hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, honored those people who are sitting in the majlis al-ilm, although they are not busy with the ilm, but they're sitting next to the majlis al-ilm, they also get the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Allah gives the mercy to those people who are sitting in that place. They will never be equal to the people who are paying attention to the dars. If not because of that, then I will tell the person, you know, to go home and sleep is better for him than coming to the class, wasting his time, distracting the classroom, taking the attention of the lecturer. Because any concerned teacher will never be happy with that. And many, when they see somebody playing in their presence, when they're speaking to that person, they lose, you know, focus. You know, many information that they have been preparing will be gone. And also it's a very great disappointment, you know, very great disappointment, but because he did all the effort, you know, to make sure that he gathered enough information, which you need. But then he comes to the person who is not willing to learn. This attitude must change. When you come to the classroom, put your phone off. You Allah, if you're really, really serious in your education, you come to the classroom, just switch it off completely. The least you can do is to put it on the silent mode. That's the least you can do. Even this one is going to take your brain, because you might be thinking somebody is calling, somebody is sending messages, you know, and it might vibrate, you know, and then from time to time your brain will be busy thinking about who is messaging and who is not. So as a student of knowledge, you should be very smart. As I always mention in this place, that even to ask somebody in the classroom is wrong method to be used when you're learning. We do that, right? In the classes, we ask our friends, even if you are talking about the lesson itself, it's wrong. Why is it wrong? Because the moment you turn to your friend and you start asking him about what the lecturer is talking about, don't forget, the lecture is still ongoing. You're missing a lot of information. And it is not necessary that what the friend is giving you is correct. He might give you a wrong answer. So at the end of the day, you lost both. Whatever the lecturer or the teacher or the sheikh is saying, you lost that one. And you did not get the correct information from this person. Even if you get the correct information from this friend of yours, you lost what the lecturer is saying. So why can't you gain both? Stop the teacher, raise up your hand, let him talk, then he stopped the lecture. And now he focuses on you, explain to you, and the class will benefit, you benefit. These are strategies in learning. That's why you see, us right after the semester, what happened to the knowledge we got from the class, if we did get something actually at the first place? What happened to that knowledge? Gone. Most of our students, when they come to the next semester in the classroom, if the lecturer is to ask them about what they have studied last year or last semester, it is gone. Already in the maqbara. We have to change our intention. You have to understand that these 4 years, they are, subhanAllah, one of the most valuable, you know, elements you have in your life. They are very, very, very valuable asset in your life. And losing them will cause you regret. A Muslim doesn't entertain waste of time. A Muslim doesn't entertain waste of time. So we are spending 4 years of our life in the wrong way. At the end of the day, after you graduate, what did you get? You get just a certificate. Wallahi, this is wrong. This is wrong. It doesn't worth it. You must make sure that if you look at yourself and you remember what you did in those 4 years, you'll be proud of what happened. I don't think there are many of us who are proud of those 4 years. So please, at least in the classroom, when you come to the classroom, observe the manners of learning. Give yourself completely to the lecture. Just pay attention. Don't entertain anything else. Just focus. Write down whatever he is saying. Whether you know it, you don't know it, just write it down. Whatever could be written. You have questions, ask questions. Don't be shy of anyone. And one of the worst enemy I have in the class is this, are these devices. So I really advise our brothers and sisters in there, whenever you come to the Majlis al-Ilm, please do switch off your phone. And it's all about how many hours we have in the class? 1 hour, 20 minutes. And it's, subhanAllah, 1 hour, 20 minutes, you cannot be patient. In the Majalis al-Ilm, you have how many hours? 30 minutes sometimes, sometimes 20, sometimes one, maximum 1 hour, 1 hour, 30 minutes, you know. You cannot be patient to get the best of that which will take you to paradise بإذن الواحد الأحد. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his manhaj is that in the normal conversation, when he talks to a person, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam will focus, you know, subhanAllah. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is doing it, why can't we do? The most knowledgeable person, alal itlaq, you know, is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. With no doubt, it's a joke for a person to think that his knowledge is closer to the knowledge of Rasulullah. But at the same time, he speaks to people, when they speak to him, he listens, he focuses, until the time he makes a person thinking that he is the best. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam doesn't have anything except to listen to him. So it's a very, 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 you know, important issue that I really want each and every one of us to pay attention to. Because honestly speaking, all of us, illa man rahim Allah, fall into this trap. Whether we are students of knowledge, layman, common people in society, we fall into this. So whenever something is beneficial and you have been invited to this beneficial thing, please do observe the sunnah and the manhaj of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, whenever you hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, he said what? He said, pay attention. He said, bring your ears to that one, because one of the two things is are going to be given to you. One of the two things is going to be given to you, either good Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting you to, or Allah is asking you to stay away from evil. You get idea. So whenever you come to the Majlis al-Ilm, these are the best majalis on earth. Majalis al-Ilm, these are the best majalis on earth. These are the places of dhikr, and you don't have something similar to that. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا مَرَرْتُمْ بِرِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ فَارْجَعُوا. He said, whenever you pass and you cross the gardens of paradise, he said, فَارْجَعُوا. فَارْجَعُوا means, he says, stay and get whatever you can get from those places. He told him, Ya Rasulullah, what are the majalis, what are the gardens of, what do you call, Jannah? He said, Hilakul Dhikr. And the best form of dhikr, you know, in this regard, is the majalis al-ilm. These are the places where you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you study what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, discuss you and your friends. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent angels to come and show their respects, you know, to this place, to attend the majlis also. And after they finish, the angel has to go, they have to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and give him the report of what they saw. Allah knows everything. But then subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them those questions that you have already known. And then Allah will say to them, you be the witness. I forgive all of those ones. Allah, it is inappropriate if they are going to give a report and they mention your name that you are not paying attention. Did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that? Yes, he said they will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but there is fulan who is not even paying attention to the dars. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, as long as he also sits next to them, when the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, you should include him also. Subhanallah, if the person who is not paying attention, you know, get this blessing, what do you think of, you know, the people who are paying attention to the dars? So please, this is what left for us in this dunya, these majalis, to go and increase your iman, you know, leave the external world. You know, switch off your phone when you come to the class, when you come to the dars, or put it on the silent mode and pay attention to the person who is speaking to you. Qala. So whenever you go to the place and they are talking about something that is not haram, you are supposed to pay attention to that which they are saying. وَاسْتِنْصَاتِ الْعَالِمِ وَالْوَاعِذِ حَاضِرِ مَجْلِسِهِ. And it's also permissible for the person who is giving knowledge to ask people to be quiet so that he can be able to send the message. Yeah, this is necessary. When you're speaking and people are talking, why do you speak? Yeah, you should know that your time has value. You Allah. Imam Shafi says it is a kind of a disrespect to the knowledge to give it to somebody who is not interested in receiving the knowledge. Make him interested first and then give him the knowledge. You're talking to people and they're speaking, they're talking, they're shouting, they're screaming, they're making noise, and you're still talking. What are you doing? Wasting time and disrespecting the knowledge at the same time. This knowledge has the greatest value you can ever imagine. So when you go to a people, make sure that they are ready to receive what you're giving them. Before you start, let them keep quiet first. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do. He used to ask people, if he hears a noise, he used to tell somebody to go and make them keep quiet first. Yes, it is inappropriate if your father is talking to you and you're talking to somebody. Even your friend, if you respect that friend, it is not appropriate for you to talk to somebody when he is speaking to you. And subhanAllah, this is Kalam Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to us, and we're talking to others. That's why the scholars said it is haram for a person to come to the majlis of dhikr and to make noise. SubhanAllah, we see a lot of qillat adab in the places of dhikr. A person will come to the masjid and people are speaking about Allah and about the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he's making noise in that place and raising up his voice. We go to the place sometimes when you guys witness him. A person will come, he sees the people are talking, and this is majlis of dhikr, and he will come, somebody will call him with whatever ringtone, and then start receiving the call, you know, very loudly. He needs somebody to knock on his head, you know. Allah, sometimes I found it very strange. You come to the masjid and you find people talking, or you come to a place, to a hall, and you find people talking, and you receive a call and raise up your voice talking. You don't care about those people. You're waiting for somebody to tell you, please keep quiet, and then, sorry. Ya akhi, why do you need this at the first place? The poet was right when he says, aqil, a smart person is somebody who has aql, is a person who understands through indications. Iwallah. A good and smart person is somebody who is not waiting for somebody to remind him about what to do. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا تَفْعَلْ شَيْئًا تَعْتَذِرُ مِنْهُ غَدًا. Al-Muslim Aziz. But unfortunately, we are living in a time this izzah is gone. We always do things that will force others to come and blame us, and then we apologize. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, try your best not to do anything that will cause you to go and say apologize. Stay away from things like this, which will force you to go and apologize. SubhanAllah, to make you aziz in nafs. But unfortunately, we lost this izzah in our daily life. قال عن جرير بن عبد الله قال قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حجة الوداع استنصت الناس ثم قال لا ترجعوا بعدي كفارا يضرب بعضكم رقاب بعض. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, all of his statements are important to the life of the Muslims. Never spoke about something which is not important to us. So that's why whenever he speaks, he needs everyone to be quiet. Only somebody who doesn't know what benefits him will speak when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks. Only somebody who doesn't know what benefits him will speak when somebody is telling you about the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Iwallah. A person who knows what benefits him and he's looking for that which benefits him will always listen when he's told about the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jarir ibn Abdullah al-Bajali said, he said during the Hajjat al-Wada, the farewell Hajj, the last Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked me to go and make people quiet. He told me it's tansitin nas, meaning go and make people quiet. I want to tell them something very important to them. He says, لا ترجعوا بعدي كفارا يضرب بعضكم رقاب بعض. He said, do not go back to the state of kufr after my demise. Through what? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in which part of you will be killing of and fighting the other part. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sibabul Muslim Fusukun wa qitaluhu kufr. Is an act of kufr to fight with us. Do we fight each other? Yes. In many places, you know, you see nowadays, many places. And this is an act of kufr. You can't fight a Muslim. Even the non-Muslim that is living with you in a state of peace, the Prophet ﷺ said, if you kill that one, you will never smell paradise. What do you think about a Muslim? But subhanAllah, we did. Why? Because we take knowledge from other than the scholars. And who is the scholar? Most of us will say the knowledgeable person. No, he's not. A scholar must qualify two things: knowledge and the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because these are the Rabbaniyun that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to be like them. When he says, Kunu Rabbaniyin. The person who teaches both tarbiyah and knowledge. But nowadays we take our knowledge from what? YouTube, Facebook, what other book, you know? Subhanallah. That's why a person can go and take the fatwa from Google in the wrong way and he can justify the blood of his brothers and sisters, wherever they are. The manhaj of who? The Khawarij, who legalized the blood of the Muslims. And the greatest mushkila and the reason why those guys get involved in what they were doing, it is because they did not take knowledge from the true scholars. And you can see the danger of that. They end up fighting the Muslim communities. Muslims suffer so much from their atrocities. And they call themselves Muslims. And they are Muslims, actually. But since they have no proper knowledge, you know, they engage in doing all of these tragedies in the Muslim communities. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, it is really important to make sure that you have a sheikh. Living without a scholar that you refer to, wallahi, is very dangerous. Don't depend on your smartness. You know, Arabic language, it is not enough. You have to go and study. You have to go and study and take the knowledge from the true scholars, people who have the knowledge and have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Hajjat al-Wada, he says, لا ترجعوا بعدي كفارا يضرب بعضكم رقاب بعض. He said, you shouldn't go back to kufr, whereby part of you is fighting and killing the other part. As I said, fighting a Muslim according to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is kufr. Cursing and abusing a Muslim is an act of fisk, but the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to fight him is kufr. قال جرير قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حجة الوداع استنصت الناس ثم قال لا ترجعوا بعد كفارا يضرب بعضكم رقاب بعض. قال النووي رحمه الله باب الوعظ والاقتصار فيه. So under that topic we had only one hadith. And we are about to begin with a new one. And I guess if we start, the adhan will come and reach us. So let us stop here, inshallah. Next week, bi-idhnillahi azza wa jalla, we continue from where we stop. May Allah grant us good and tawfiq and ability to observe the manners of a student of knowledge and to be among the accepted people in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innahu bi kulli jameelin kafeel. Subhanakallahum wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Any question? Professor. ask the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pay the necessary diya, you know, his case might be closed bi-idhnillahi azza wa jal. That's why at the first place, patience is needed. And we should understand that we are human beings, we will have differences, but it shouldn't go to raising up weapons, you know, against each other. Which, subhanAllah, this is what the Ummah is all about these days. So that's the reason why I emphasize so much on knowledge and seeking knowledge from the true scholars. This is really necessary. Yeah, because you have Muslims who are killing Muslims in the name of Allah. You, Allah, you will do the takbir and kill his Muslim brother. These are the Khawarij, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, salam wa afiyah. We still have the balance of this attitude and behavior in our societies. Wherever you go, you find people who are having this kind of mentality. And the remedy for this is to study from the true scholars, not from the internet, not from the wrong scholars, not from the Facebook, not from anything. You should try to identify in your community who knows, who has the knowledge, and who has the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give the knowledge in the way it should be given to the community. You get the idea? So it depends on what kind of belief that person has when he is fighting his Muslim brother. But just fighting him, you know, without any itikad, just fighting a Muslim is an act of kufr. We call it an act of kufr. Not kufr itself, but an act of kufr. Yes, as Abdullah ibn Abbas used to say about some of the actions, kufrun duna kufr, is a minor kufr, meaning the one that doesn't take a person out of Islam. But whoever justify and legalize what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says is haram, this person goes out of Islam completely. He has to do the shahada again. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us good and tawfiq and be with us wherever we are. Inna bi kulli jameelin kafeel. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.